Hi guys, I'm Monse Martinez. Welcome back to Habits of a Happy Brain, Understanding Feelings and Emotions. All you need is yourself, and you create your limits. Please always remember that. So today is Sunday, February 20, 2022, and today I want to talk to you about a book that I have read in a psychologist course last month. It was called The Art of Love. And I honestly enjoyed so much reading this book because, I don't know, I felt so identified with what this book says. First, I am going to give you like a short description about what is the book about, okay? So, I think, well, it is so generalized because this book is not like, does not even talk about a certain topic. It talks about like the different ways that people express love and the different types of love. Okay. One day, I was asking myself, why am I so like cold hearted? Because I honestly consider myself like that. And one day, I was just like, I don't know, trying to understand myself, because every single time that I am in a relationship or something, like in a romantic relationship, I get like bored of the person and then like of everything we do. Like, for example, if I already saw the person today, I don't want to see this person tomorrow again. I don't know, I get bored easily. Or annoy, I don't know. I don't even know which word may I have to use. The thing is that I was wondering, like, well, am I wrong? Is this normal? And then when I read this book, oh my God, I think all my like doubts got like an answer. This book explains. Like, for example, first of all, I'm gonna tell you who is the author of this book. Just wait a minute. Okay, here it is. I was trying to find this book. The author name is Erich Fromm. Okay, I'm sorry for taking like this long time looking for the name, but yeah, this is the author, Erich Fromm, and his book. I really enjoy his book because honestly, it talks about the different ways of love, and then like the different perspectives. So, for example, in one of the pages, this book, I have it like in PDF. And it has like 54 pages. I don't even know like what's the total of pages in the physical book, like the physical book. But in one of the first pages, Erich describes what people likes about others. For example, or how everybody demonstrate to society or like to others, that they are, or that they feel cute or attractive. And for example, in the case of men, the case of guys, they say that they feel attractive when they have like a lot of money, when they are like businessmen, when they are a really important person in a company or something, when they smell good, when they dress good. But especially it is more based like in economic status and then business and all of that, okay? And then for women, us ladies, we feel more attractive and more important when we look good in our outside. What do I mean? Well, every single time that whenever we feel like pretty, when we are dressing good, when we look pretty, when we smell good, when our hair is fine and perfect, when we do our makeup, or our skin is like looking great, when we are wearing like beautiful shoes or beautiful like high heels, you know, or sandals, all of that. So it is, or flats, but it is so like, it's so different, you know, as you can like hear, it's very different the ways men feel that they look attractive than women. Like, maybe us women are more perfectionist, and men, not really. But okay, in this world, it's like everybody's different, so they could be some guys that for them is better, like being looking great and handsome, and you know, and for others, it's not like really that. For them, it's more like business, money, economic status, and then how many like things that economically are too much money, you know. For some, that's more important. The thing is that he starts describing all like these factors, and then he also explains that love is something relative. What does he mean by that? Well, for example, I can say like, I like tall guys, blondies, green eyes, smart, hard workers. And then maybe I'm gonna be talking with my best friend and she's gonna be like, oh no, my God, how could you like that person, like that kind of people? I like a thin person with black eyes, with brown hair, shorties. You know, everybody see perfection differently. And I really love this book because, well, I have been in so many experiences where people have like judging me or have like judged me because of the way I am or the way I look. And then when I read this book, it really opened my eyes, because someday you will find the love of your life, and this person is gonna love you the way you are, however you are. Not even if you're fat or thin, like, or skinny, or if you have brown eyes or blue eyes, the correct one is gonna love the way you are. And then, for example, he also talks about self-love, and he says that to find a real love in someone else that is not gonna be you, you have to love yourself first. Because he says that when we don't love ourselves, that thing that we are missing from like ourselves, that it could be anything. For example, there are so many people that are not agree with their bodies. And then, for example, if I am fat, I wanna look like for a skinny guy just because I am not skinny, and then when I'm with him, I feel like fine, you know. I don't know how to explain this, but it is weird, and it really catch my attention, this paragraph, because it's really true. Like, whenever you love yourself first, you're gonna find love in someone else too, and you're gonna enjoy it more, because if for any reason this person get out of your life, you're not gonna need it. You're not gonna need her or need him, because you really love yourself, and yourself is like enough for you. But whenever we don't love ourselves and we are dating someone, or we are already in a relationship, and then we are trying to like find out the way to like keep our life next to that person like forever, because you feel that whenever that person leave you or something, you're gonna die or something like that. That sounds so exaggerated, but anyways, it happens. I just want to say that, you don't love yourself. You don't love yourself then, because you don't have to depend upon other person, okay? We born alone and we're gonna die alone. So we don't have to be always like thinking, I'm not saying that we have to think always like, okay, I don't need anybody to be happy, or I don't need anybody to love. No, I'm not saying that. But what I'm trying to say is that first you have to be loving yourself and learn how to live your life like without anybody else. First you have to know you, your body, yourself, your soul, your thinking, everything. And once you have that, go ahead. Go out to the world and travel and everything and meet people, so you can discover what you like. And if it's really like the thing you really want. So I really recommend you this book, guys. It's really interesting. This book is, as I already told you, I had it in PDF. So it's like short, but I don't know like how many pages is like in the real and physical book. But I tried to summarize this book to you and to highlight the important topics for me. Okay? So if you are interested in reading this book, go ahead, please buy it, or just download it from Google. It is called El Arte de Amar in Spanish, or The Art of Love. I think that the name doesn't change in English. And the author is Erich Fromm with double M. So if you really like it, or you're interested in reading, as I said, go ahead and download it or buy it. So thank you guys for listening to this episode this week. I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you had a great weekend. This was Monse Martinez here in Habits of a Happy Brain, Understanding Feelings and Emotions, and see you next week. Thank you guys. Bye.